All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League, and we are looking at week number 14. Week number 13 was so-so for me, went 9-7, up and down week. Depending on what division you're looking at, is good enough to get into the postseason, but that's neither here nor there. Now, week number 14 has gotten off to a better start for me. I picked the Tennessee Titans at home this past Thursday night over the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that is what the Titans were able to do. They went out there, they took care of their business, and now they are able to keep their postseason hopes alive. And with that said, we have some good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, folks, here are my picks for week number 14 in the NFL season. Now, I'm going to get things started with a pair of teams who are looking ahead to 2019, as you have the 3-9 New York Jets traveling to Orchard Park to take on the 4-8 Buffalo Bills. These two teams met earlier this season at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and it was the Bills who ran the Jets off of their home field. You look at the Jets, and honestly, this season can't end quick enough for them. They're 3-9. They're 1-5 on the road. They're playing with an old quarterback in Josh McCown. Then on top of that, they blew a 16-point lead last week on the road versus the Tennessee Titans. What can you do? It's time to press the reset button for this team, get to the offseason, and just focus yourselves on 2019. In the case of the Bills, they find themselves rebuilding as well, but they are starting to pick up some steam, and this team is starting to believe in rookie quarterback Josh Rosen. The game time temperatures will be 33 degrees. The Bills are favored by 3.5, and I think this will be a close contest throughout. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo at home by the score of 24-20. Now you're going to have the 4-7-1 Cleveland Browns hosting the 6-6 Carolina Panthers. And don't pay attention to the records, because right now the Browns are playing the better football than Carolina. It's hard to believe, but it was just a month ago that the Panthers were 6-2. They were right on the heels of the New Orleans Saints for the top spot in the NFC South, and things have gone south for the Carolina Panthers very quickly. Carolina has lost their identity, because when you think of the Panthers football, you think of tough defense and you think of physicality on both sides of the football. We're not seeing that from Carolina right now, and they have to get back to their identity. They're playing a Cleveland Browns team that is playing with house money. They're figuring it out. And whereas the Panthers are only 1-5 away from Charlotte, the Cleveland Browns are 3-2-1 at home, and they play a tough brand of football led by rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield. This is going to be a back-and-forth game throughout, but I think Carolina does enough to have a gut-check moment in this contest, and I think Carolina escapes with the 30-27 win. Now, at Lambeau Field, you're going to have the 4-7-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the 4-8 Atlanta Falcons, and it's going to be a different look for the Packers, as for the first time since 2005, they have themselves a new head coach, as Mike McCarthy was fired after last week's home loss versus the Arizona Cardinals. Now, interim head coach Joe Philbin has to go out there and try to rally the troops and get this Packers squad to finish on a positive note. I think the Packers will play a more intense brand of football as they try to take care of their business versus the Atlanta Falcons. But you can't sleep on the Falcons. Granted, they're only 1-4 on the road this season, but Matt Ryan at quarterback and wide receiver Julio Jones is always must-see TV. I think this is a back-and-forth affair, but I think the Packers have enough to get away at home by the score of 27-24. Now, at Arrowhead Stadium, you're going to have the 10-2 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 7-5 Baltimore Ravens. And for Baltimore, they keep finding ways to win with rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson, as the team has really just simplified the playbook and let him go out there and do a lot of zone read. But you're looking at this Kansas City Chiefs team. They're 5-0 at home. They're tough to stop anywhere. And now you're going to ask this good Ravens defense to try to slow down the Chiefs offense led by quarterback Patrick Mahomes at home. It will be a tough task to deal with, and then some. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City by the score of 31-20. Now, a big-time AFC East showdown, as the New England Patriots are looking to win another NFC East title. The Patriots come into Week 14 with a record of 9-3, and they will be on the road to take on the 6-6 Miami Dolphins. The Patriots come into this contest favored by 7.5 points, but their games in Miami versus the Dolphins in recent years have been very close. I expect the Dolphins to try to make this game physical, because if you go back to their early season matchup, New England basically punched Miami in the mouth in the first quarter, and they never simply looked back. I think Miami has to try to go out there and get their running game going with Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake, and if they're able to do that and win the time of possession, obviously they keep quarterback Tom Brady and that Patriots offense on the sideline. But the bottom line is, been there, done that for the Patriots. It's December. This is when they're trying to get their sea legs heading into the postseason, and I think New England will escape with a 24-20 win. Now, at Raymond James Stadium, you're going to have the 5-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the 10-2 New Orleans Saints. The Saints come into this contest favored by 8.5, and they are looking to get back on track after their 10-game winning streak ended last Thursday versus the Dallas Cowboys. The bottom line is, you look at the Bucs, they play better at home, but the bottom line is, you know that they find a way to shoot themselves in the foot with the turnovers and the penalties. And versus a team like the Saints, you cannot give them extra opportunities. I think the Saints defense is going to pin their ears back, force at least two interceptions from Bucs quarterback Jameis Winston, give the football to quarterback Drew Brees and the Saints offense on a short field, and I think that will be the difference. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans in this contest by the score of 31-21. Now, the 4-8 New York Football Giants will be traveling to take on the 6-6 Washington Redskins. And all of a sudden, the Giants are actually favored in this game by 3.5 points. Why? Because the Redskins have been decimated by injury, more importantly at the quarterback position. Alex Smith is done for the season. Colt McCoy is done for the season. Now it is up to Mark Sanchez to try to go out there and get things done. The Giants are 4-8, but they're playing a better brand of football in their last few games. Remember, New York was 1-7 a few weeks ago, and some people thought that they were going to have the first overall pick in the draft. The Giants have won 3 out of their last 4 games. There's more cohesion in each aspect of the game, and this young Giants football team is beginning to get it together. You look at the Giants, it starts with running back Saquon Barkley, and if the Redskins cannot stop him, they're going to be in for a long afternoon. However, the last time that the Redskins and Giants played earlier this year, this Giants defense could not stop old man Adrian Peterson at running back, as he turned the clock back about 5 or 6 years and showed them why he is one of the better ball carriers that has ever stepped into an NFL stadium. I think this is a back and forth affair between two longtime NFC East rivals, but I think the Giants find a way to get the victory in this one, and it won't be pretty, but I'm going to take New York by the score of 23-20. Now, an important one in the AFC South, as you're going to have the 9-3 Houston Texans hosting the 6-6 Indianapolis Colts. And the Texans right now are the hottest team in the NFL, as they have won their last 9 games after beginning the season 0-3. And if you are the Colts defense, good luck trying to stop Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. And if you cannot contain Deshaun Watson, he's going to find a way to get the football down the field to the likes of wide receiver Duke Hopkins. Now, the Colts have been playing a better brand of football lately after they began the season with a record of 1-5. But the bottom line is, they're going to run into a buzzsaw tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Houston at home by the score of 34-20. Now in Carson, it's going to be the 9-3 Los Angeles Chargers hosting the 5-7 Cincinnati Bengals. And the Chargers come into this contest favored by 14 points, which is scary because they were favored big at home a few weeks ago versus the Denver Broncos and came up short. However, you look at this Cincinnati Bengals team, plain and simple, the Bengals have mailed it in this season. Of course, the Andy Dalton, the quarterback, he's done for the year, and this Cincinnati squad is relying on Jeff Driscoll. It's not going to get it done. You look at this Chargers team offensively, they are clicking, and we saw that last Sunday night in their big victory on the road versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Chargers win this game going away. Thus, I'm going to take LA by the score of 34-17. Now in Santa Clara, it's going to be the 2-10 San Francisco 49ers hosting the 6-6 Denver Broncos. And it wasn't that long ago that the Broncos looked like they were steamrolling their way to a top 10 pick in the 2019 draft. However, you look at the Broncos now, and they have the makings of a team who could get into the postseason as a wild card. You look at rookie running back Philip Lindsay, and this guy is running like a man possessed, and he is in the mix to be the NFL's offensive rookie of the year. I look at this Broncos defense, and they are really pinning their ears back with the likes of Bradley Chubb and Von Miller rushing the passer, and they're going to make life tough for 49ers quarterback Nick Mullins. This is going to be a long day for the Niners as the Broncos put them out of their misery early. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road by the score of 31-17. Now, this could be the de facto NFC East championship game as you're going to have the 7-5 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 6-6 Philadelphia Eagles. And it's hard to believe, but a month ago, a lot of people thought that the Dallas Cowboys were done. They were 3-5, they looked disheveled, and they didn't have anything going. But since then, the Cowboys have won 4 games in a row, and included in that streak was a big-time road victory versus the Philadelphia Eagles. It's plain and simple for the Dallas Cowboys. They are very tough to score on defensively. They have an active front seven which can rush the passer. And of course, offensively, it's plain and simple. Get the football to running back Ezekiel Elliott, and of course, it's going to open up the play-action passing from quarterback Dak Prescott to wide receiver Amari Cooper. For the Philadelphia Eagles, it's been an up-and-down season. They've been drinking the champagne after winning the Super Bowl, and they have come into the season with a hangover, as what worked for them last year is not working this year, and it still doesn't work again. Thus, I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 27-20. Now, one of the NFL's long-storied rivalries will renew itself once again this Sunday in the Coliseum as the 2-10 Oakland Raiders host the 7-4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh comes into this contest favored by 10 points, but they are licking their wounds as they come in nursing a 2-game losing streak. Now, no James Conner at running back for Pittsburgh as he is out with an ankle injury, but you look at this passing game for the Pittsburgh Steelers offensively, it's going to have to carry them on the road versus the Silver and Black. The Raiders are 2-10, but they've been playing a better brand of football for head coach John Gruden in recent weeks. It's a young squad trying to figure things out, and I think that they're going to give Pittsburgh all that they can handle and then some. However, I think the Steelers are the better squad, and they will find a way to get the 27-23 win. Now, in the desert, it's going to be the 3-9 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 4-1 Detroit Lions, and something has to give in this game. The Lions are 1-4 away from Ford Field, while the Cardinals are 1-5 at State Farm Stadium. But you look at this Cardinals team, they're 3-9. But they find a way to compete in each game, and that's a project of their head coach Steve Wilks, and they're starting to believe in their rookie quarterback Josh Rosen. You look at the Lions, and they're 4-8, and each week that you look, they keep finding ways to lose games, and I think that trend continues in this one, as I'm going to take Arizona in a nail biter at home by the score of 24-23. Now, on Sunday night, it's going to be the 8-4 Chicago Bears hosting the 11-1 Los Angeles Rams. And this is a big time test for both of these teams because there's a big possibility that you could see both of these clubs meeting each other in January in the postseason. Now, if you're the Bears, you get Mitchell Trubisky back at quarterback, And it's all about spreading the football out to their running backs, because the Bears really have been unable to consistently get the football down the field this season. And that's going to be tough, because if they can't get the football down the field versus this Rams defense, they're not going to be able to keep them honest. One thing that will keep the Bears in this game is their ability to rush the passer. And you look at the likes of Khalil Mack, this Rams offensive line has to figure out a way to slow him down. Because if he gets back there to Jared Goff, it could be a long night for Mr. Goff in the Windy City. And if the Bears are able to put some pressure on Goff, you look at Eddie Jackson in that secondary for the Bears. He has a nose for the football, and if he picks it off, he's definitely taking it to the house. But make no mistake about it, the Rams still have running back Todd Gurley. He's tough to deal with. And on that defensive line for Los Angeles, Aaron Donald is playing like the best defensive lineman in the game. The Bears will be game in this contest, but the Rams are the better team, and I'm going to take L.A. on the road by the score of 27-19. And finally, on Monday night, you're going to have the 6-5-1 Minnesota Vikings traveling to take on the 7-5 Seattle Seahawks. And if you're Seattle, the conditions are what you like. 47 degrees and rain. You look at the Seahawks team, they're getting it together with their young stable of running backs, and they are basically complimenting quarterback Russell Wilson and this passing game. Defensively, Seattle is getting it together as they're getting back to that philosophy that saw them win a Super Bowl a few years ago, as they're flying around the football. And that's going to be important, because we've seen an up and down year from Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins, and I don't see it getting any better. The Vikings are good enough defensively to win, but if Cousins is not on top of their game, they can't. And I think that will be the case once again on Monday night. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by the score of 30-23. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 14 here in the NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of these better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.